I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Self-confidence is an outwardly projecting emotion. When you're confident, you can transfer that confidence to other people. Confidence has nothing to do with us. We don't need to look at ourselves. And we're confident, that means we know that I'm good.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. Congratulate yourself for tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success and achievement you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, there's a bonus, a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is why your successes matter much more than your failures. Now, on the surface, that may seem like a simple enough idea, right? You may say that's common sense. You know, that's what people say, right? When you give them some information that they claim they knew after they got the information, they say, well, that's common sense. Anybody would know that. I mean, you're not saying anything breakthrough there, Dre. Success matters much more than failure. But when I get into this topic today and tell you why I'm talking about this, you can tell me. And you can think for yourself if the points that I make here make sense as to why we need to talk about this, because it may sound simple, it may sound basic, and it may sound easy. I'm going to tell you why it sounds simple, basic, and easy, because it is. Now, let me tell you why something that's simple, basic, and easy needs to be repeated to you over and over on something like a podcast. Because the things that are simple, basic, and easy, us human beings with our large, complex brains and as sophisticated and intelligent as we all believe we are, we don't always believe that it could be so simple. We don't always believe that it could be so basic. We don't always believe that it could be so easy. We know it has to be harder work than that. We know it has to be some secret formula that somebody's not telling us. I'm going to explain to you today why your successes matter much more than your failures in life. Follow everything that I say today. Take notes if you have something to take notes with. Point number one, computers and dogs. If you got a computer, if you got a dog, if you ever been around either one, you understand that they get trained one way. They get trained by encouraging successes via positive reinforcement. For example, if you're coding or making any kind of programming notes in a computer, you positively reinforce the code that you like by leaving it in, and you get rid of any code that's not working, right? Any code that's not working, you rip it out and get it out of there. I'm not a coder. I'm not a trained coder, but a person who can code, you know what I'm saying here, right? If I'm writing a computer program, and I think all of us took computer class in high school, which is a complete joke, waste of time, but the computer class, any code that was working that would get us a passing grade for that lesson or the quiz or the test, we were good with that. We left that code in. But any code that wasn't working, we got rid of it. That was the positive reinforcement. Now, a dog, you positively reinforce the dog doing the right things. You tell the dog to go in the room or to sit or to come or whatever the situation, or to speak, lay down, roll over, whatever the situation is. You positively reinforce the good stuff that you want from the dog, right? And the things that you positively reinforce, the dog learns quickly to keep doing those things when given a certain signal, because it's going to get some type of treat, whether that's affection, attention, some food, whatever it is that that dog values or whatever you train that dog to value. Human beings, we are the only entity in all of the known universe who rewards, quote unquote, reward ourselves with negative reinforcement over and over and over again. Now, what is a negative reinforcement? See, a negative reinforcement as opposed to a positive one, it doesn't mean that there is no response. I want to be clear with this. A positive reinforcement is the dog does a good thing. You tell the dog to speak and the dog barks and you say, good boy, good job, and you give it a treat or you pet it. You give it some affection. That is a positive reinforcement. Now, if let's say the dog takes a shit in the house and you didn't like that, and then you go chastise the dog, you yell at the dog, you smack your dog, you stick his face in the dog shit that are left in the living room carpet, that is not no reinforcement. That's a negative reinforcement. Because you are reinforcing what happened with negative energy. And this is what us human beings do. It's not the absence of reinforcement at all. Now, to extinguish a behavior, you give it no reinforcement, meaning you don't respond to it at all. You just act like it didn't happen. It's kind of like if your dog comes to you and he sits right there in front of you after you asked him to sit, let's be clear, and then you don't do anything. You just completely ignore the dog. You're working to extinguish that behavior. It doesn't mean the dog won't do it again, but you're giving it no reinforcement, no response, no nothing. No energy is coming from you as a result of the action. A negative reinforcement is still energy, is just in a negative way. And us human beings, we are the only species in the known universe who rewards ourselves. We respond to things that we do for ourselves, things that happen to us, with negative reinforcements over and over and over again. Now, I'm letting this one sink in because I want you to think about this. How often do you negatively reinforce things to yourself? Now, you could give a negative reinforcement of something that happened to you, something that you happened to, something that you know about yourself, something that you thought about yourself, something that you feel or believe about yourself, something that you're trying to forget about yourself, but you can't quite seem to forget it. How many things do you reward yourself with negative reinforcements for? Meaning you are thinking about it, talking about it, acting on it, but you're doing so with negative energy, which is only making it worse. How often have you done that? How often do you do it in situations where you wanted to succeed, but you failed? You wanted to win, but you lost. You wanted to achieve, but you came up short. That's why today's topic is why your successes matter much more than your failures. Is because the reason why this is the first point is that when we fail, when we have a slip up, when we come up short, we reinforce that failure with negative energy. What does that do? It bakes it deeper into our subconscious. It bakes it deeper into our beings as people, and that will come out and show itself at the most inopportune times. Point number two, and keep that in mind as we go through these points so you understand how these all go together. Point number two, today's topic is why your successes matter much more than your failures. Understand that we do need practice. You do need repetition to remember a skill. I mean, if you want to develop game, this podcast is called Work on Your Game. You need to practice. You need repetition. But understand that it's the remembering of your wins, the remembering of your successes, your accomplishments, and your achievements. Those are the things that matter. Those are the things that you need to be practicing and having repetition in doing at all times, as well as actually practicing on your skills and getting repetition for the movements or running the plays or whatever it is in your line of work or the sport that you play. The best shooters in basketball shoot, 40-something% from the three-point line. That means 6 out of 10 times they shoot it is not even going in. That more than half of the time they shoot the ball's not going in the basket, but they make 40% of their three-pointers, and you could be a pretty solid three-point shooter in basketball. And why are they able to continue being good shooters despite the fact they're missing 6 out of 10? They're missing most of their shots. Is because they remember the muscle memory of the makes. If I'm going in the gym and shooting a bunch of three-pointers to practice, I'm not going to reinforce the missed shots. When I miss a shot, I'm forgetting about that one and moving quickly on. If you ever played basketball or watch basketball, you hear an analyst say, as soon as you miss a shot, hey, shoot the next shot because the next one may be going in. Or every time I miss, I know I'm that much closer to a make. In the sales world, they say every time you get a no, you're that much closer to a yes. Why is that? Because they want you, number one, to have a sense of urgency about moving from that no to the next phone call so you could possibly get a yes. Why do they want you to do it so quickly? Why be so urgent about it? So that you don't have time to dwell on or in any way, shape, or form negatively reinforce the loss. Negatively reinforce the quote-unquote loss or the no that you just received. You want to quickly get to a yes so you can positively reinforce that. So you can remember what happened for that. When you get training at a job, they don't train you how to do it the wrong way. They train you how to do it the right way. They want to ingrain into you the right habits and the right mindsets or the right actions, whatever you got to do at that job to do things successfully, to get the win, quote unquote. It's the makes that you want to remember in life. It's the made shots, is the won championships, is the yeses that you got, is the times that you got through on the phones, the times that you succeeded and you achieved. Those are the ones that you want to ingrain into your muscle memory. That's why it's good to quickly forget the failures. And if you're in a situation where you do fail, you do come up short, you want to get to the next opportunity as quickly as possible so you can get that one out of your mind and give your mind something fresh to focus on. That recency bias, focus on something that you just won. Every day on this show, I talk about confidence, the ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. How would you like to be able to keep yourself out there, to stand your ground when challenged, to speak like you mean it, both in your tonality and the energy behind what you say? And how would you like to call the shots in your own life? Maybe call the shots in your business, call the shots on your team or in your family. Learn how to do all of the above and more with my 30-day course called ASAP Confidence. What if you were able to go from the average bench player to the starting lineup just through a change in your psychology? What if everybody had to straighten up when you walked in the room instead of the other way around? What if people were falling all over themselves trying to measure up to your standards instead of you trying to measure up to theirs? What if you could generate more business just by transferring your own personal self-belief to that of your prospects and your clients and the people you're talking to? What if you looked at yourself every morning and you saw the first-class person that you truly are instead of seeing someone who is incapable or someone who's inferior or someone who's never going to reach their goals? You will do all of that through my course called ASAP Confidence. Learn to put yourself out there boldly and authentically and consistently, not just for 30 days, but for the rest of your life. Get full details and get started at dreallday.com/ASAP. That's dreallday.com/ASAP for ASAP Confidence. Now let's get back to the show. Point number three, today's topic is your successes. Why your successes matter more than your failures. Understand that shame and remorse. Have you ever felt either of those energies? You ever felt shame about a situation for yourself? You ever felt remorse over a situation? Let me give you some quick definitions. Shame is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. Let me say that one again. I like that. Shame is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness. That means you are consciously thinking about something that you did wrong or something that you did foolishly. You're in pain because you continue to think about this situation, whatever it happened to have been, no matter how long ago it was. You keep thinking about it. You are negatively reinforcing pain, emotional pain onto yourself because of some mistake that you made in the past. Remorse is a feeling of deep regret or guilt for a wrong committed. So when you feel that deep regret or guilt for some wrong that you committed and you keep feeling it, it starts to become a sharp pain in your emotional being, now you're feeling shame. You know what both of those energies are? Because they both fall into one category that I'm telling you here in point number three. Egotistical, self-centered emotions. Both of them are egotistical and self-centered. If you listen to those definitions, what are they both talking about? We're talking about ourselves. Some mistake that I made in the past, some foolish mistake that I made a couple days ago, something that I'm feeling bad about because it just didn't go the way that I wanted it to go. Somewhere that I made an error or somewhere where maybe I was the wrong person or maybe it was just the wrong time or maybe I just had the wrong product or service to offer in the situation. I'm feeling shame and remorse about the situation, but they are egotistical and self-centered emotions. See, the more you feel those emotions, the more your self-confidence disappears. I mean, it's hard to be confident when you're feeling ashamed. You ever tried it? It's hard to be confident when you're feeling remorse about a situation because all you're thinking about is, damn, I messed up. Damn, I made a mistake. Damn, there was an error that I made there. Damn, there was something that I didn't do. I wish I had done that differently. What are you saying in all those sentences? I. You're thinking about yourself. Your ego is controlling your thoughts. Your thoughts have become self-centered. And when your thoughts are only focused on you, when your ego is all focused on the mistakes that you have made in the past, it's hard to be self-confident. Self-confidence is an outwardly projecting emotion. When you're confident, you can transfer that confidence to other people. Confidence has nothing to do with us. We don't need to look at ourselves. When we're confident, that means we know that I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to think about me or how anyone's perceiving me or how I look in this situation. Confidence is I can direct my energy outward. And when you direct energy outward, what happens? People are going to direct energy back to you. That's how the law of karma works, right? We talk about that often here. The energy you put out is the energy you get back. But if you put no energy out, you can't get any energy back. See, that's why these self-centered, egotistical emotions are not productive. They don't help us. So shame and remorse over your failures in life, over the things that did not work out, whether it was a failure that was 100% your fault or a failure that just happened and you didn't control it at all, feeling shame and remorse about it is not going to help you in any way, shape, or form. So you need to extinguish those emotions as quickly as possible. Recap today's topic, why your successes matter much more than your failures. Number one, computers and dolls get trained by encouraging the successes. We call it positive reinforcement. Human beings are the only species, the only entity that rewards itself with negative reinforcements over and over again. Negative energy about something that happened. If you want something to not happen, don't reinforce it at all. Ignore it, drop it, move on to the next one. Point number two, we do need practice. We do need repetition to develop a skill, but it's the wins that matter, the successes, the times that we do it right. Those are the ones we need to pay attention to. We call this having a selective memory. A selective memory, not a bad memory, but a selective memory, because you want a good memory when it comes to the stuff that worked, and you want a terrible memory when it comes to the stuff that doesn't. A basketball player, a great outside shooter, is going to shoot 40% from three-point range. That means 6 out of 10 times when they shoot the ball, this great shooter, the ball's not going in the basket. So if they have a great memory, they're going to remember, for the most part, missing shots, and you don't want that. They have a terrible memory, they're not going to remember anything. Then you got to teach it to them every single time they come on the court. That's going to be a whole lot of waste of time and energy. A selective memory means I'm selecting to remember the times it went in, even if it was 1 out of 30, and I'm going to forget the times that it didn't, even if it was 29 out of 30. That is how you use your memory. Again, your memory needs to be selective, not bad, not good. Number three, shame and remorse are egotistical, self-centered emotions. When you're feeling these emotions over something not going right in your life, you are being self-centered. You are eroding your confidence. You're only focusing on you. There's no way you can get any energy, time, money, attention, or anything else from another person when you're only focused on yourself. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.